This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Except for a few special people, generally you can't just buy stock in a Chinese company on the Chinese stock market. However, that could soon change, according to the Wall Street Journal today. What has taken China so long, and what will these reported changes mean? In Shanghai, Sean Ryan is Managing Director of the China Market Research Group. Thanks for joining us.
It's always good to be here, David.
Why these limits in the first place on an American, for instance, or a European wanting to buy some Chinese stocks in China?
The Chinese government has always prevented everyday Americans from buying equities in the Chinese stock markets because they're very scared about manipulation in the financial system, because they run in a command economy and they're not really prepared for fluctuations like we are in the United States.
So right now, typically if, say, an American investor wanted to place a bet on more Chinese growth, they might buy Caterpillar stock, an American company that does a lot of business over there. But if these reforms go through, you could actually buy a Chinese stock.
Yeah, for the first time, Americans are going to be able to invest directly into Chinese companies that are listed in China. So this is a real game changer for retail investors in the United States.
And you see this as a real vote toward reform by the Chinese.
It's clear that China's economic model doesn't work anymore. It's broken. You can't rely too much on heavy investment and exports. So the government really is pushing for reform of its financial system. It opened up a free trade zone in Shanghai. It's also starting to allow more of its banks to invest overseas. So this is definitely a key step in creating a more sustainable and healthy economy.
Speaking from Shanghai, Sean Ryan, China Market Research Group. Thank you very much.
Thank you.